You know, Lisa, if you didn't have friends, none of this would have happened.
I know. I tell myself that every day.
I think this whole thing is your fault. No friends. You don't have to worry about other people. It's great. Trust me. Try it out. Anyway, unfortunately, you do have friends, and now you're on the phone for a second date update. If you're just joining us, Lisa wants to call her friend Emilio. They actually have been friends for a while. He's in the same friend group as her. And before a Friendsgiving event, they decided to get together early, just the two of them, and have a drink as a date to see how it went. And apparently everything went great. But then they went to the Friendsgiving, and this dude Emilio ended up almost getting in a fight with another dude over some political argument and then stormed out. And she hasn't talked to him since. So we're about to call him and find out, one, if he likes Lisa, and two, if he's ever going to be back in that friend group again.
And just to be clear, like, none of your other friends are pissed at Emilio or Rob, right? Everybody understands.
No, they just thought that, you know, politics are crazy right now and people get in arguments and everything's cooled down. Like, Rob's fine. Again, he's just kind of taking a Rob sabbatical is what we call it.
Rob-batical?
A Rob-batical. I like that. So he's off for 3 days kind of being by himself. And so everybody's fine, but I just can't get Emilio to answer back.
Weird. Okay.
Well, I'm going to call him right now and see if he'll pick up our phone and then find out if he enjoyed your date or not.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Emilio?
Yeah, this is Emilio. Who's this?
Hey, Emilio, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, what's that?
It's a radio show.
Okay.
I take it you're a daily listener.
Mm-hmm. Huge fan.
He sounds
yeah.
avid.
Super fan.
Sorry. What is this about?
Emilio, I'm calling you because we do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. Have you ever heard anything like that before?
No.
Okay, well, I'll explain. What it is if you go on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So we actually got an email about you into the show.
About me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it from?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah?
Yeah, thought
like,
so.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you give me your credit card number.
What?
Four
no,
easy payments,
no.
I can tell you who emailed the show.
Emilio, don't listen to him.
He's kidding.
Okay. No, I'm not going to give my credit card number, but like, damn. Seriously, who are you talking about?
Yeah, it was worth a shot. I'm talking about Lisa.
Lisa, like Lisa Lisa?
I don't know if that's her last name. But Lisa, who you probably know pretty well, she's a friend of yours, and you guys actually went on like a little date before your Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, is her last name Lisa? Is it Lisa Lisa?
No, Jubal.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she emailed us. She told us about your date and said that she had a great time with you and then also told us about what happened at your Friendsgiving, how you almost got in a fight with another dude and stormed off.
Yeah, the whole thing was kind of awkward.
But yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think she really cares about that, though. I mean, she knows politics can get heated. I think she cares because you're not calling her back.
No, I know. But, like, I don't know. I kind of just wanted to wait for, like, the whole thing to die down. And honestly, like, it was stupid. Like, it's totally my fault.
Okay.
Really? But from her description, it's all died down. Like, it's dead.
Yeah, and she said she really enjoyed going on a date with you and really wants to go out with you again.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I can't even believe she contacted you about this. Like, it's actually, like, super embarrassing for me.
What is?
Really?
I mean, it sounds like everybody understands that you just got in a fight, if that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, like, I'm stupid, and I put myself in a really, really bad spot.
What'd
okay,
you do, though?
Hold
it's
up.
From everything, from what she tells us, it sounds like you just got in an argument with your buddy.
And you have to explain more than that, because what are we supposed to do? Go back to Lisa and be like, well, it's all his fault, and he made a huge, horrible decision, but we can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, okay, bye.
okay. Maybe I'll just tell you guys, and like you guys can tell her, because I don't think I'm probably going to talk to her after this.
Yeah, that's fine.
But like, I shouldn't have even agreed to go out with her in the first place.
Okay.
We've been friends with, like, the same group of friends for a while, and she was like, do you want to go get a drink before this thing? And I can't say no, because then things would be, like, really awkward later, you know, that night. And so I said I would because, like, I didn't want to hurt her feelings and stuff. And mm-hmm. so at the bar, when we went out, I was starting to see that, like, oh, no, like, she, like, really likes me. And, like, I don't think I can turn back from this. Like, this is, like, a date.
Oh, no.
So we go after to this thing, and, like, I kind of go hang out with, like, my friends. And, like, I could start to tell the way she was, like, talking to her friends and looking over at us that, like, she wanted more to happen. And mm-hmm. so I was telling, like, my friends, they're like, what's going on? Why is she, like, acting all weird with you? And I was like, yeah, I told them, like, we went on this date. And they were like, okay, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, get out of this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so they kind of gave me this idea. It was so dumb. But at the time, like, we were drinking and, like, we were being dumb. And so they were like, we should just, like, pretend that we, like, got into a fight. Like, pretend we have a fight, and then you could, like, leave and be all mad, and then you don't have to deal with it anymore.
You staged the whole thing.
Wow, I did not see that coming.
What? And I'm guessing you're in a tough spot now because you didn't think into the future how that's going to affect you.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think about anything. It was like we were kind of drunk, and like I was just thinking, like, in that moment, I was like, okay, how do I get out of here right now without like making it about her? And so I was like, well, then she'll just think I'm mad at these dudes. And so, like,
oh, man.
He stormed out after me. And then we just, like, I don't know, like, him and I just went down the street and, like, drank, you know, for the rest of the night.
That's funny. And see, you two were probably drunk and cheersing, like, yeah. That was amazing, dude. I can't believe we pulled it off.
I know you guys are laughing, but you are such an a-hole. How is that easier than just being honest with someone and respectful of their feelings, especially if it's somebody who you considered a friend?
I think Emilio knows that. He's saying that he was drunk and stupid.
Yeah,
I think that's why he
laughing.
Sounds like he's feeling bad about it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, seriously. Like, and now I don't know what to do. I don't know how I can ever, like, tell her that or talk to her again even.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing we did it for you because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Seriously?
Lisa, are you there?
Are you kidding me?
Lisa's definitely there.
Uh-oh.
Are you telling me that Rob was in on this whole thing and you guys faking so I don't feel bad? Newsflash, now I feel even worse because now everybody knows and is laughing at me.
Oh.
How is this in any way a better solution, Emilio, than saying, no, Lisa, I don't want to go out with you?
Because everybody was there. I didn't want to, like, make you feel bad in front of everyone. Like, imagine.
So now
like,
I feel bad forever.
I don't know. I mean, I told you it was dumb. It was a stupid thing.
Yeah.
It was a dumb thing
that
we all
me?
Did.
I'm awesome. And why can't we have a drink and it not be weird?
That's right, Lisa. You tell him how awesome you are.
No, you're just, like, not my type.
What does that exactly mean, Emilio? Because I've seen the girls that you have gone out with.
Whoa, okay.
We've known each other a year, and I've seen some questionable choices.
Okay, well, fine. You know, if we're just going to, like, be all honest and upfront about it, then I'll just tell you. The deal is you're not my type because I'm into girls who have bigger chests than you do.
Okay.
It's just boobs? Like, literally,
boob
boobs
dude.
Are the only reason you're not going out with someone.
I have bees. How much boob do you need?
Dang.
Okay, well, yeah, that's not big enough for me. I like them bigger.
Whoa.
What do you like?
Enjoy not breathing ever again. My God, Emilio.
See, I told you. That's why I didn't want to tell you, because you wouldn't understand. Like, I have a type of girl that I like, and they're bigger than you.
Oh, my God.
Just keep dating bimbos. Big-ass bimbos. Go enjoy.
Okay, yeah, know what? I will, because they're going to be hotter than you.
Oh, I doubt that. Enjoy your type.
Well, before you guys come to that conclusion, I still have to ask. Emilio, would you like to go on a second date with Lisa? We'll pay for it.
No.
Oh. Lisa, are you interested in a second date with Emilio, or am I picking up the wrong signal?
Oh, yeah, you are.
I honestly don't think I'd be able to fill out his bra, so no.
All right, well, I mean, it's kind of at least you guys realize you don't want to date each other. Any chance of you guys being friends?
No way.
I mean, I don't see a problem if, like, we're still in the same, like, group of friends. Like, if we were hanging out at the same place, I don't care.
No, I do have a problem because you just staged Ocean's 14 at our Friendsgiving.
All right, well.
Oh, my God,
I'll let you two work out the rest. But Lisa, thank you for your email. I'm glad you got an answer to your question. And Emilio, I'll just text in right now, 78592, if you got some triple Z's. Emilio is interested in you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.